UFS currently serves about 700,000 commercial customers and expects to have 3 to 5 million retail customers within a year. UFS sells about 1,000 different products. The analytics team has developed sophisticated algorithms to determine the propensity of each customer to buy a specific product. If you see these kinds of numbers, you need to immediately start thinking about large data volumes. If customers perform multiple activities, those numbers will multiply. Consider, for example, accounts. United has 700,000 commercial customers and 3 to 5 million retail customers. This amounts to almost 6 million customers who place a number of orders a year. Let's say customers place 5 orders a year. That equals 30 million items to track. Take into account the order line items as well. Say the order page has 5 line items. That means 30 million times 5, which equals 150 million records. Not by itself, but let's dig deeper into the propensity to buy concept. The propensity to buy score indicates whether a customer is already buying a certain product. United Food Suppliers sells 1,000 different products and has around 6 million customers. In order to achieve every customer and product pairing, essentially every propensity to buy score, multiply 1,000 times 6 million. This leads to billions of records. The junction object, propensity to buy, will be too large to bring into Salesforce. That would work. Consider this as well. There is nothing in the PTB object that is actionable, so it's easiest to keep this off-platform as an external data object. Instructions. Identify the groups of users that appear in United Food Suppliers scenario. Once you have made your selections, click Submit. Drag and drop the actor icons to the correct boxes. So here are the internal and external actors involved in United Food Suppliers' business processes. Identify all the requirements that apply to business process security, including data visibility, access requirements, and export limitations. Identify all the requirements that apply to business process security, including data visibility, access requirements, and export limitations. Identify all the requirements that apply to business process security, including data visibility, access requirements, and export limitations. Identify all the requirements that apply to the user experience, including any pain points. Identify all the requirements that apply to the user experience, including any pain points. Identify all the requirements that apply to the user experience, including any pain points.